All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live wherever you are in the world on chapelboro.com.
That is kind of amazing.
Yeah, it really is. People can be listening to you in Afghanistan.
Or Timbuktu?
Probably not Afghanistan, but maybe England.
The back of a road?
Or the Azores or somewhere.
Oh, the Azores.
The Bahamas.
Yes.
Bermuda.
Bahama.
Yeah, exactly. Bahama. From the Bahamas to
Bahama.
That's right.
I like that.
Streaming worldwide.
We're diverse around here. All right. Well, hey, listen. What you got?
Good luck to Roy and the boys tonight.
Yeah.
Texas comes to town.
Roy and the boys.
It's not Rick Pitino. Who am I thinking?
Rick Barnes.
Barnes coming into town tonight.
Yeah, Carolina fans have never really liked
him. Yeah, Rick's going to get a warm reception tonight. Well, the encounter that he had with Coach Smith in the ACC tournament. He also brought a Clemson team to Chapel Hill one night and finished the game with four players on the floor.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's competitive. There's no question about that.
And he's up from the, I think he's Lenore.
He's a pretty good coach, too.
Well, he's done pretty well.
Got to hand it to him.
Yep.
You know,
He
did not back down from anybody.
Oh, and that's why there are some Clemson fans who loved him, because, as they put it, he didn't back down to Dean.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. Well.
Oh, and good luck to our women facing South Carolina and Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
So, we got a lot going on.
Yeah, we sure do. And we got a lot going on right here.
Yes, we do. We can anticipate the new year in 14 days. So our category is the Chinese New Year.
A Chinese New Year.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm ready.
Get your wonton soup.
All right.
Your noodles.
I'm ready.
You ready?
How about hot and sour soup? That's my favorite.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
A mugu gai pan.
Yeah. Like
ni hao.
Chicken and cashews.
Yes.
Lo mein. Chicken lo mein.
I'm going to get hungry doing this.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm already hungry.
Yeah. All right. The Chinese New Year, Ron Stutz, comes in on January the 31st of next year.
Right.
Not January 1st for us.
Uh-huh.
But January 31st of next year. If the past year has been the Chinese Year of the Snake, what will January the 31st usher in? It'll be the year of the what?
I can't remember, to be honest with you.
Well, I wouldn't even know this unless I dug it out.
Yeah.
You know, there's like 12 signs, 12 houses.
Yeah.
And so Year of the Snake is out on January the 31st. We're asking what year begins January 31st, Chinese New Year.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Talk This. It's half off, $20 worth of food available until midnight for $10. Located on Franklin Street, Top This allows you to create the sandwich of your dreams with a selection of 9 proteins, 6 different buns and cheeses, and about 50 toppings, sauces, and dressings. Get this great deal for yourself or get one as a perfect gift. It's half off from Top This, and it's available until midnight. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, well, the Chinese New Year happening January 31st, and next year will be the year of...
If you're a Bronco fan, you might see this as a fantastic omen for the Super Bowl.
The year of the steer?
The year of the...
Bull?
The year of the...
Horse?
Horse!
Why am I saying bull and steer?
You were doing the special Chinese.
I wasn't thinking about what you were saying.
Yeah, I like the year of the steer.
That's a classic case of not really paying attention to what you're saying.
It rolls off the tongue, though.
Thinking too hard.
The year of the steer.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be the year of the horse. So Broncos may...
Cliff Nevels and Company.
That's right. You're right. Somehow I don't think that's going to be played, or Guy Lombardo's.
I doubt it.
Auld Lang Syne. Hey, some famous folks born in the year of the horse. Davy Crockett. Aretha Franklin.
All right.
Denzel Washington. Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
Oprah. Paul McCartney.
Wow.
Brian Wilson. Emma Watson. Hermione. And Genghis Khan.
There's a little diversity for you.
Yes, sir. Do you know what sign you were born in? Do you know what your house is? You're the dragon.
Chinese?
I'm 52. Yeah, you're the dragon.
49. What is that?
I don't know. I'll have to get back to you.
Yeah, me too. It probably doesn't go back that far.
Yeah, it goes all the way back Gosh.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. We'll find it. I'm going to find that and let you know so you know.
Thank you very much.
You could be the year of the ox.
Yeah, exactly. That would be appropriate, I guess. Some people might say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Maybe the year of the ass. That would be more appropriate.
That's good. Ron, show me out the door now.